Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 387. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today I want to talk about breaking cycles in life, breaking free of the negative patterns we find ourselves in. And if you listen to the podcast or really like any interview I do, you might realize that I love to say one thing in particular, almost to the point of it being like, okay, Case, we get it. You believe this. But I believe in this so strongly that I find myself saying it a lot. And that's that I like to say, a pattern is only a pattern until it's not a pattern anymore. A cycle is only a cycle until it's not a cycle anymore. And you know, honestly, like if you're currently stuck in a negative pattern of some kind, you might hear that and be like, okay, thanks. That's not very helpful. And you know, you might be a little bit justified in not getting a ton of value from that statement at face value. But let's get real here. Let's look back in our lives. And I think when we do, we'll realize that it's actually a very true statement and a very like redeeming statement, a hopeful statement that patterns subsist in our lives until they are broken, until they are no longer patterns. And sometimes it takes just a small thing, a small change to break the pattern. And therefore, I really do believe, and it fills me with hope and optimism, that a pattern is only a pattern until it's not anymore. It's not forever. It's not permanent. It is something that we can indeed break through. And I think if you're honest with yourself, like I try to be in my life to the best I can, I think you'll realize that the best things in life, the biggest growth we experience, it exists, we claim it after a long period of living the opposite, of living within a pattern of the opposite. And at the end of the day, we are the ones who break the patterns we find ourselves in, the negative cycles, the like groundhog days of same old negative outcome, same old frustrating experience after frustrating experience. We are the ones who break the patterns in our lives. So when I say that a pattern is only a pattern until it's not a pattern anymore, it's not like wishful thinking that you experience negative things over and over again until one day they just magically stop. It's saying that a pattern is only a pattern until it's not a pattern because we are capable of doing something to break free of it. Big or small, we can break free of the negative patterns or cycles in our lives. So in this episode, I promise to keep it short and sweet. I just want to talk about one thing, one mindset that I have found is really helpful when it comes to breaking out of the patterns in our lives. Patterns, a pattern of disappointing dating outcomes, a pattern of frustrating career or work developments, a pattern of low self-esteem or lack of confidence, a pattern of self-doubt, whatever, you name it. How can we break free of those patterns so that we can create what we deserve in life? So I'll hop right into it and talk about this. Before I do, I want to say a quick thank you to today's sponsor. Today's sponsor is Athletic Greens. I mentioned them the other week as a new sponsor for the podcast, and I'm really excited to be like sharing the good word of taking care of your immune system, because frankly, there is a huge connection between your immune system, your gut health, and your mental health. And I started taking AG1 for that reason. Like I didn't have time to take every, and I still don't have time to take every supplement under the sun to cover off on all the aspects of our health. Immune system health, nervous system health, energy, recovery, focus, sleep, aging, all those things. But AG1 came highly recommended to me by my healthy, smart friends. And I started taking it each morning with water. And then voila, as if by manifestation, Athletic Greens reached out and wanted to sponsor the podcast. So here we are, and I'm very grateful for them for sponsoring and, of course, for what AG1 offers. One scoop gives you 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. And each scoop contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. And it tastes great. And it helps support better sleep recovery, mental clarity, and alertness. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/new mindset. Again, athleticgreens.com/new mindset to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. So thank you to them for supporting, and thank you to you all for all the support lately. It means a lot, as always. But let's talk about this topic here of breaking a pattern in life, breaking free of a negative cycle in life. I'm sure at some point, maybe even currently, you've found yourself in a negative cycle. That's a negative cycle of negative mindsets, negative outcomes, negative circumstances, whatever. Maybe it was a long cycle of frustrating dating experiences, ghosted, right person, wrong time, bad cringy first date after bad cringy first date, wasted time and energy on the wrong people. Maybe it was a pattern of just feeling lost in your life, feeling that you were just going through the motions, you were going in circles, you weren't finding fulfillment or success in anything you did. Maybe it was a pattern of low self-esteem. You just felt that you were the world's unluckiest person. You were falling behind, and if anything could go wrong, it would, and it did. Or maybe it was just a pattern of anxiety, just a long period of ambiguous stress in your life. You couldn't quite identify what it was, but it was this ever-present sense of anxiousness. Maybe that's a pattern you've been in. Maybe this is a pattern you're in now, right? But again, we're talking patterns, we're talking cycles that continue on a seemingly consistent, endless basis, dishing you up what you don't deserve. How do you break free of these? Well, again, I have one thought that has been really helpful in my life. I can't possibly address all the different kinds of patterns and cycles you might experience. I think those are so specific and they can vary from romantic ones to career to personal and everything in between. But what I have found when it comes to patterns is a common theme amongst all of them. A common theme that from a mindset perspective, from a belief perspective, from a self-love perspective, it keeps us locked in the patterns themselves. And I don't want to be that guy that says the only thing you need in life is a positive attitude and that's the key to being happy. I deserve a smack across the face if I said that and only that. But let's get real here. With the right mentality, the right perspective, amidst living in negative patterns, it does empower you to spot a way out. And that is different from when you're lost in the sauce of a pattern and you literally can't see a way out. Tweaking, adjusting, changing your mindset can be the one thing that does eventually deliver you with that cycle-breaking exit that you can take. That change in your standard or habit that you can start, that new boundary that you can implement that enables you to finally see a way out. You can finally see the way out of that pattern. And this is kind of similar to what I talk about on the podcast all the time. Drawing a line in the sand and seeing the patterns in your life for what they really are. It's making a choice that a pattern does not define you. Specifically, a pattern does not define who you are. A pattern defines what you've experienced. That is it. A pattern does not define who you are. A pattern defines what you've experienced. I mean, literally, a pattern is simply a series of events, and that is it. Yes, they might be very frustrating because they persist for a long period of time. Yes, they might truly suck and be draining. Yes, they might be literally the opposite of what you want in your life. But let's take a step back and let's just see a pattern for what it is. It is a series of events. It is a series of outcomes. Right. But the challenge is, of course, we don't challenge how we see patterns. We see a pattern and we see them as evidence of who we are. We see a pattern as proof of a flaw, an insecurity, a lack of worth, a negative assumption that we've made about ourselves and who we are. And That's kind of how we're wired as humans. I talk about this all the time, of course. Like, we're wired to make assumptions about ourselves, and then we're wired to look for evidence to support that assumption. And a pattern over time leads us to start to assume we'll never break free of the pattern. We're not worthy of different. We're not worthy of better, and so on. And so we do this very human thing where we then find supporting evidence of that fact through the pattern itself. It becomes this, you know, self-enclosed pattern. You know, like 6 bad dates in a row, 2 failed long-term relationships in a row, ghosted twice in a month. That's evidence. We see that as evidence, and then we learn through it that we're not worthy of more, we're not worthy of better, we're not worthy of commitment, intention, whatever. Or, you know, your friends haven't been texting you lately to come out with them. You don't like the way you look in the mirror at the gym. You flopped your last presentation at work. We see that as evidence. And then we learn through it that we are not confident. We are not fun to be around. We are not meant to be successful, right? Patterns and then evidence. And then we learn through that self-taught, that that is who we are. It's not a reflection of what. We morph it. We transform it into a reflection of who. When in reality, I'm sure like right now, you'd be like, no, that's not true, man. That's not who I am. It's just what I've experienced. But when we're living life, when we're in the real world, we're not listening to a podcast, we confuse this. We lose sight of that fact. Unchecked, we allow those experiences to teach us our identities. And again, let's be real. It truly is like a self-taught curriculum. We are homeschooling ourselves here. We are allowing experiences to become more than what, and we're allowing them to become who, to teach us. We're learning through them. And when we're in a pattern that is repeated and repeated and repeated, it's not a shock that we come to identify with it. And then the pattern continues. That makes sense. But when we don't create a way out, when we don't create a boundary between our experiences and our identities, yeah, we close our eyes to the fact that a pattern is a pattern until it's not a pattern anymore. We lose sight of that. We close our eyes to the fact that, unfortunately, reality of life is sometimes that's the way life is. Sometimes bad, frustrating experiences come in waves, in groups, for years sometimes. I've embraced this fact. It sucks. I wish it wasn't true. Personally, I've gone through periods of my life in my 20s where I was like, this has got to be a joke. This has got to be the joke. I am the world's unluckiest person. Who am I being pranked right now? This cannot possibly continue to happen. Like, I've been there. But what truthfully, and I try to say this in the least patronizing way possible, what truthfully enabled me to break free of these patterns was realizing that a series of events, a pattern of frustrating outcomes is only that until it's not that anymore. And in the meantime, it's a reflection of what, not who. Patterns are a reflection of what, not who. A pattern is only that way until you hit date one with the person who is finally right for you. A pattern is that way until you finally nail that presentation at work and you get your mojo back. It's only that way until you find a new friend group, you put in place a new boundary, you finally speak up, and so on. It is a pattern until you break the pattern. And it's not easy to keep your head up. I think literally what I'm talking about here is resilience. It's not easy to ride the wave of those experiences. But when I'm in the midst of a bad pattern, I like to think of myself as being at a fork in a road. Literally, just facing forward, a fork in a road. It goes left and it goes right. Left is me saying, I'm going to continue on this course because all of the evidence suggests and has taught me and I've learned through it that this is who I am. I am this pattern. This pattern is who I am. Or the right fork. I will no longer look to my past experiences as proof, as evidence that this is who I am. Right, the right fork is day one. The right fork is a new day with new experiences. And if I happen to come across those same patterns on day one, so be it. But I will not allow it to teach me that that's who I am. It's just an experience. It's a what, not a who. It's literally just an experience. And I will not allow it to convince me that I am unworthy of something. I will not allow a pattern of bad experiences to become a pattern of emotional assumptions. That is it, really. This is the decision that we can make in our minds. I will not let a frustrating pattern of bad dates, bad days at work, bad days in general, become an assumption of insecurity, lack of worth, lower standards. Because I see each day as a fork in the road. Left is allowing that pattern to become who you are, and right is a new day. And I don't know, like this has just really helped me because I realized that in life, you know, all bullshit aside, and trying to be as mature as possible here, good things do exist on the other side of bad patterns. In fact, that's kind of how life works. The most rewarding things are on the other side of bad patterns. Truthfully, if the good things came to you in life easily, like too easily, without any frustration, would they really be the good things? One date and you meet your soulmate. Although that does sound pretty great, but one date you meet your soulmate, one day at work and you're the CEO, one day at the gym and you're in the best shape of your life, one night out and you're all of a sudden this social butterfly. I don't think those would be the rewarding experiences we think they are. I've come to realize and I've embraced the fact that the most rewarding things in life, love, self-esteem, confidence, unbreakable inner peace, those things are developed through negative patterns. Like, I'm not a sports guy, but if you asked me, if you asked a Major League Baseball player about patterns in their career, you know, what would they say? A Major League Baseball team plays like 160 games in one season. It's a lot. It's a ton of games. And there are always going to be periods of times where they're losing. And I don't know, maybe they lose 10 in a row. It's like, ah, fuck, that sucks. But you wouldn't see an athlete at that level say, I'm a loser. I'm destined to continue losing baseball games. No, of course, the focus, the energy, the drive is what's on the other side of that losing streak. Winning game one, winning game two, flipping the pattern from losing to winning, breaking free, making the playoffs, whatever. And life, of course, isn't that simple because a loss in baseball doesn't hurt as much as a loss in your personal life. But it does reinforce this idea of being at a fork in the road. You can choose left. That is, today is another day in this pattern. This is who I am. My experiences are who I am. Or you can choose right. Today is a new day. Yesterday's experiences are yesterday's experiences. Those are the what. I am the who. I am not them. I am traveling through them on my way to what I deserve. I like to look at life like that. I like to look at negative patterns like that. I am traveling through negative patterns on the way to what I deserve. I am traveling through negative patterns in order to break free of them. That's how you do it. And as we've assumed here in a positive way, good things exist on the other side, so we have to travel through them. But again, this is all a choice, right? This is a choice to stop looking for proof of the negative assumptions we make in our life. Negative human assumptions. We need to stop looking for proof that we're insecure, that we're unworthy, that we're falling behind, because a pattern will always support that notion. It will. You will always find proof of a negative assumption. You are capable of finding proof of a negative assumption. But the key to ending a pattern, the key to breaking free of it, is to decide that you can teach yourself what you choose. You can teach yourself that a pattern is a pattern until you break free of it. And you are determined to break free of it. Through action, of course, but also through the proof that you're looking for in your life. Are you looking for proof that you're falling behind in your life? No problem. Here's exhibit A, B, and C. You can easily find proof of that. Or are you looking for proof that you're on the right track? That what lies on the other side of the pattern is closer than you think it is because you decide it is. What evidence are you looking for? Seriously, that's all I want to play in your head here. If you're stuck in a cycle right now, what would happen tomorrow if you stopped looking for evidence to support that pattern and instead you looked for evidence that you're about to break through it? What if you stopped seeing the people who rejected you or ghosted you as proof that you're unworthy of commitment, and instead you just laughed at those people for having missed out on your greatness? You know, you choose the right fork and you say, that's their loss. And today I know what kind of, you know, behavior to avoid. I have a stronger standard and more firm boundary now as a result. That was what, but that is not who I am. What if you stopped seeing your own self-criticism as a reflection of facts? And instead, you started to assume that people were admiring you. Fuck it. You choose the right fork and you say, people are enjoying your presence. Those people at work, they enjoyed your presentation. That person on the street who looked at you, they're admiring you. right? Experiences are the what, you are the who, and you decide. What if you stopped looking for proof of identity through a pattern and instead you look for evidence that you're breaking through? I don't know about you, but I found in my life that that is how you end a pattern. You look for evidence that supports a way out. You look for evidence that creates a way out. And if you keep pulling on that thread, you keep your head up, you will break through. So I'll end it right there, just something to think about, to ask yourself. Are you looking for evidence to support the pattern? Are you looking for evidence that supports who you are as a result of that pattern? Or are you giving yourself the gift of being at a fork in the road each and every day and choosing the right fork? Choosing to say, I will not allow a pattern to become who I am. I am not who I am because of that pattern. Because right now, I am breaking free of the pattern, and what lies on the other side is a sure thing. It's what I deserve. So that's it. If this was helpful, I'd be super grateful if you'd share this episode with a friend. And also a big thank you to today's sponsor, Athletic Greens. Be sure to visit athleticgreens.com/new mindset to get a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. That's athleticgreens.com/new mindset. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.